Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a disturbing development that is, I think, is correctable. And I want to dig into this, make sure you understand it. There's a fellow named John Durham. He's a federal prosecutor from Connecticut. And Crooked William Barr, remember Crooked William Barr? Line Monk, Mike Pompeo, and the whole, well, Crooked William Barr was the attorney general. And he came up with a great scheme, he thought. Trump had colluded with the Russians to get himself elected. They wiggled out of Comey, and they wiggled out of Mueller, the Mueller investigation. Comey and Mueller were both Republicans. Remember, Comey was investigating Trump for Russian collusion during the 2016 election. Didn't announce it, but just before the election, he torpedoed Hillary Clinton by announcing he was investigating her for the use of her private email for State Department. I'm not talking about top secret stuff. I just, some State Department business. Jeb Bush did it. A lot of them did it. And everybody thought, oh, well, she's being investigated by Comey, head of the FBI. And he hid the fact that he was investigating Trump for Russia. Then Mueller did his report, and he deliberately did not look into financial backing of Trump by Russia, which is clearly relevant. He said, well, they didn't call me for finances. They called you. You're a Republican. You whitewashed this thing. You took a dive. Anybody who thinks Mueller's a good guy is wrong. Republican took a dive. And basically suggested that there had been obstruction. And then Barr lied about that and said that he gave Trump a clean bill of health. Mueller said, there's no evidence of collusion. Are you kidding me? The Trump people turned over polling data to the Russians so that they could put on false Facebook, targeted false Facebook ads. Don Trump Jr. met with the Russians. Mike Flynn met with the Russians before Trump was president. Don Trump Jr. lied about it. The CIA monitors, they weren't monitoring Don Trump Jr. They were monitoring the Russian embassy. Everything that's said in the Russian embassy is heard by the CIA with monitoring equipment. And they're listening, and suddenly, well, that guy who's talking, who is he? He really speaks good English. Hey, he's an American. Hey, it's Donald Trump Jr. And they have a transcript of the conversation. And then he's called in. You know what he does? He lies. He says, I went to them because we're interested in adopting Russian kids. We talked to them about adoptions. Right. Right. Trump and Putin care about adoptions. Right. Now, that's a lie, by the way, but it's also obstruction. If you lie to the FBI, you lie in a deposition under oath. That's a felony. A felony. And he snuck out and he didn't get himself prosecuted for whatever reason. But what lingered was everybody in the country knows that Trump was in the hip pocket of the Ruskies. And their job was to come up with a way, an official way to clear Trump. And here's what they did. Crooked William Barr appointed a guy named John Durham to investigate the FBI, to investigate the investigation into Trump, and to see if he should prosecute the FBI, I'm not kidding, for investigating Trump, that they didn't have enough basis to do it. And he put out subpoenas, and now he has submitted evidence to a grand jury for possible criminal charges against the FBI for investigating the Russian connection to Trump. You may think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. That is what happened. Remember the Steele report. Steele was an agent of British intelligence who was highly regarded. He was hired by Ted Cruz to investigate Trump because there are a lot of rumors with Trump that he had consorted in hotel rooms in Moscow with prostitutes who were really KGB agents, women. And he engaged in a peculiar kind of perverted sex called coprophilia, which I will not describe. And Cruz thought, well, if I can show that, then I can be president. And then he got cold feet. And then when it turned out that Trump was nominated, Cruz's people turned some of that info over to the Democratic National Committee to get Trump. And Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee, naturally, I would have pursued that inquiry. Is this guy in the hip pocket of the Russians? So what Durham is investigating is, well, is that enough for the FBI to have relied on the Steele report, on this British agent with very, very strong credentials and a strong reputation? They want to put some FBI agents in jail for investigating Trump on Russia. How about Eric Trump, his not so bright son, Eric Trump? Eric Trump told the journalist before the election, we get all our money from the Russians. That's a quote. We get our money from the Russians. The banks won't fund us anymore. And all of those properties, operating expenses on some sort of line of credit if they needed it, capital expenditures, come from Russia. In Florida, Trump, by the way, had owed Deutsche Bank money, quite a bit of money. And suddenly he had a property in Florida that was worth $50 million. A Russian plutocrat came up and said, I'll give you $100 million for it. Trump said, great, sold it for $100 million. Trump used that to pay off his debt to Deutsche Bank. The guy paid double. And by the way, nobody over there does anything without Putin's involvement. Putin is the head of organized crime in Russia, which is to say the government. And then what did this mega billionaire Russian do? He paid $100 million for a $50 million property. Did he build a hotel? Did he do something that he could make money on? No. He tore the building down and it became an unused lot. And Barr is thinking, and Crooked William Barr, now Durham, is thinking, well, that's certainly understandable. Let's prosecute the FBI for looking into all this stuff. You know, I have an idea. I have an idea what we should do. I think we should convene a grand jury to investigate John Durham and William Barr. Why do I say that? Because William Barr, to insulate Durham, made him what's called a special counsel. Why is that important? It's harder for Merrick Garland to remove him from this fraudulent investigation. If he were simply a U.S. attorney, just bringing a new U.S. attorney. I believe legally he could withdraw him, but Merrick Garland has shown no guts whatsoever, and he is not withdrawing him. They should withdraw him and put in somebody like Preet Bharara, the former U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York, good, tough prosecutor, have him look at it. But stand by. I think it is very, very possible. Very, very possible that they will indict the FBI and say that the FBI falsely said there was a Russian connection, even with Donald Trump's junior conversations, even with Mike Flynn's conversations, even with Eric Trump's disclosure that Mueller wouldn't follow up on, which is financial backing of Trump by Russia and Putin, and even in light of all the servile conduct of Trump towards Putin, this is what they're trying to pull. That can't be permitted to happen. At some point, Merrick Garland has to show a spine, shut this thing down. Barring that, investigate Durham and Barr and put both of them in prison for doing this. Both of them in prison if they're convicted. Going to break, line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.